suite en vrai.
Thank you, Mr. President. I hope it's not a biological infection that affected the microphone. Mr. President, I would like to begin by congratulating you on your assumption of the presidency of this very important 8th review conference of the Biological Weapons Convention. I am confident that your experience and leadership will contribute greatly to a successful conclusion of this review conference. Let me assure you of my delegation's full support and cooperation. We align ourselves with the group statements delivered respectively by Japan and Canada, and I would like to state the following, further focusing on my delegation's priorities. As the first treaty to put a comprehensive ban on a certain type of weapons of mass destruction, the BWC stands as an important landmark in the history of international disarmament efforts. The Republic of Korea firmly believes, as aptly stated in the convention's preamble, that any use of biological weapons is not only a matter of international law, but indeed a matter of the conscience of mankind. However, the BWC continues to face increasing challenges. To quote an ancient Greek philosopher, there is nothing permanent except change. Rapid advances in biotechnology and life sciences, as well as their wide availability and inherent dual-use nature, can open up new niches for biological weapons use for non-state actors, as the potential production of such weapons is ever easier, cheaper, and faster. The devastating effects of Ebola and Middle East respiratory syndrome have demonstrated the importance of strengthening both global and national capacity to prevent, detect, and respond to biological threats, whether naturally occurring, deliberate, or accidental. Against this backdrop, the review conference provides us with a valuable opportunity not only to assess how the convention in its entirety has been operating for the last 5 years, but also to take a pragmatic and realistic step forward in reinforcing the convention in order to meet the emerging challenges. My delegation views the vast array of working papers submitted by state parties, as well as the consensus on the UNGA resolution on the BWC in this year's first committee, as encouraging signs of the determination of the state parties to ensure the success of this review conference. Mr. President, in this context, I would like to elaborate on the priority issues for my delegation, namely national implementation, cooperation and assistance, and science and technology review mechanism. First, it is our consistent view that each state party's robust implementation of the obligations under the convention is of vital importance in ensuring the effectiveness of the regime. We have submitted working papers along with other countries to lay out several options for effective action on providing reassurance on BWC implementation, including submitting CBM reports, enacting domestic legislation, and building operational capacities. A step-by-step approach, a proposal to encourage state parties to submit each CBM form separately and to gradually submit further additional forms, would serve to improve the CBM returns. It is our hope that these working papers will contribute to facilitating the formulation of recommendations for the review conference. Second, we believe that the efforts to strengthen implementation should be complemented by international cooperation and assistance for capacity building, as Article 7 and 10 of the Convention envisage. In this vein, my delegation supports the initiative to establish a database for Article 7. The Republic of Korea is also actively participating in the global health security agenda. The Republic of Korea hosted the 2015 GHSA high-level meeting in Seoul and will chair the GHSA steering group in 2017. My delegation hopes that at this review conference of the BWC, we could carry forward active discussions on international cooperation and assistance for enhancing capacity to respond effectively to emerging biological threats. Last but not least, given the increasingly complex nexus between emerging technology and WMDs, we share the view that a more structured and sustainable science and technology review process is needed to introduce a more up-to-date and relevant technical foundation for the convention. We are of the view that this mechanism has to be flexible enough to accommodate rapid developments in this field and ensure its openness and inclusiveness. We hope that the review conference can come up with a consensual decision to strengthen the science and technology review process in the framework of the future intersessional program. Let me conclude by expressing my delegation's hope that we will be able to produce meaningful and tangible results at this review conference through flexibility and openness. My delegation looks forward to constructively contributing to this end. I thank you, Mr. President.